Right. The final segment is known as...
C-Cow Center.
Yep.
Sponsored by
Rodeo Goat.
Here he is, our favorite cow himself, Mike Soroy.
When was the last Olympics that started and you thought about basketball and the first team you think of is not Team USA?
Never.
Never. Like if
Dirk. I thought of Dirk in Germany.
Really?
In the aughts. Yeah, I did.
I wasn't
obsessed like I am now.
Dude, I don't really care that USA plays France. They play Sunday at 7. I think it'll be 6 a.m. our time, but all eyes on Sunday night, 10:40 p.m. our time, Central, and it's Argentina against Slovenia.
I think that may be 11:40. It's 9:45 West Coast time, I read. Maybe
it's 11:40 here?
Yeah, I think so. I think
11:40 Central.
Yeah.
Okay, 11:40. Our little boy, Luca, is back at it, looking happier than we've ever seen him. He looked so thrilled when they beat Lithuania and made the tournament. I'm just so psyched about it. We get him Sunday and then I think Wednesday.
Games are shorter, too. You got to remember that.
What do you mean?
Well, they're not like a three-hour NBA telecast. They're a little, it'll be done in 2 hours. It's like a college game.
Odds makers don't know what to do with Luca and Slovenia.
Really?
They're... Like, by FIBA, they're like the 16th ranked team in the world. They're playing Argentina, who's the 4th ranked team in the world, and Luka and Slovenia are a favorite in this game.
You're kidding.
5.5-point favorite. And odds to win the gold medal, USA is the favorite at only minus 300. Australia, Spain, and then Slovenia is the 4th favorite team.
Wow.
A team that's never been there.
Because of one man.
Because of no one knows what to do with them, and it's always funny to see the sports books try to handle this stuff with all the info they have, and they're just like, what do we do with this magical boy?
I am so excited, dude. I am so fired up. Are y'all going to stay awake to watch it on Sunday? It's on CNBC.
What time?
On Sunday, 11:40.
Doubtful.
Yeah, it's really late.
Oh, I'm staying up to watch it, definitely.
What's happened to you?
You old fart?
You tell me.
All right, let's go out with a fun bang. The story of today on the ticket is the departure of Sweet Julie Dobbs. She's incredible, and this is the home of music on this station, The Hardline. So me and Donnie ripped it up for 6-7 hours ago and figured why not replay it because it's kind of a jam.
This was great.
Fun times. Here it is. And that's playing.
Anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're part-time, Julie.
Part-time Julie Donovan.
She is, yes. So while we're sad we won't see her every day, we still have Julie around. So she's part-time Julie. Call up Ring once and heard the news. And what she said gave us the blues. And the reason for this song is part-time Julie.
To tuck her kids in bed at night. The real reason her paycheck's light. Full time is through. It's part time, Julie.
3 years in the ticker booth is all we got. So much more than simply press box hot. Now we sit here sad and feeling all alone. Guess our station CEO needed a second home.
The kids need lunch, everything's fine. Kelly can play another 9. Cranberry will be pleased.
It's part-time, Julie. Mixed doubles match, it's starting soon. And she'll be sipping Zen by noon. Blueberry RIP. It's part-time, Julie. Which one of these white dudes will take her place? Get Sam Hill up about my face. DJ and Ryan Medellin make me snore. Don't even start with Jacob Dedamore. Dance break!
Whoa. Oh my God!
Whoa.
Dance party! This is amazing!
Our time, Julie.
That's Norm dancing.
Shaking, yes.
Part-time Julie.
Yes, I do remember when we had sports. And you're left with a hearty snort. And my God, yes, that is a chicken. Julie, close that door in the dragon den.
You're now free to go catch cod. We will be listening to your pod. Good luck with Emily.
It's part-time, Julie.
Cod. Your drops will live in infamy. Hope all your pizza's gluten-free. Stand up and applaud.
It's part-time, Julie. Sip some Chablis. It's part-time, Julie.
Oh, poor Kelly.
It's part-time, Julie. Part-time, Julie.
That's awesome.
So fun.
That was great.
She was like the hardest I've ever seen her smile. She's the best.
Did y'all just write that? Did you just improv it?
Yeah, it's just, I didn't know what song he's going to play. It's like, Jared, pick something. We got this.
Just riffing off the top of
that
your head.
Good.
How cool.
I think the funniest line that came fast was, there's two in a row. It's Cranberry Will Be Pleased.
Yes.
That's her cat. And then the other one was Blueberry R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
For a sweet cat that passed
right.
on.
That's right.
All right, good stuff, Mikey.
How
good
about
stuff.
That, boys?
That was killer.
6:51.
Let's head to the airport. California.